"Here lies love" are the only three words that former Philippines First Lady Imelda Marcos wants on her gravestone. And "Here Lies Love" is the title of a musical former Talking Heads singer and songwriter David Byrne wrote about the life of Imelda Marcos. The production comes to the Seattle Repertory Theater in April. It seems like an obvious question. Why is David Byrne, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, doing a musical about former Philippines First Lady Imelda Marcos?
Wow. Okay. I read that Imelda Marcos loved going to discos, loved going to dance clubs and discos. And more than that, she had a mirror ball in her New York townhouse. She transformed the roof of the palace in Manila into a dance club. So I thought, here's somebody who is totally immersed in a very particular kind of music. But I thought, okay, if there is a story there, let's see if it would work to surround that story or tell that story through that kind of music that she already surrounds herself with. And did some research, and I thought, okay, yeah, I think there is. There's a way to do this, and it should be done where you're in the club with her.
David Byrne says he was drawn to the way Imelda Marcos expresses herself. The lyrics to the music of "Here Lies Love" are largely drawn from Imelda Marcos' own words.
A woman knows relationships. That's why I make my little trips.
Yes, those are all her words. Those are all her words. That there was a Islamic uprising in one of the islands in the south of the Philippines, and she decided that the way to stop it, she felt like Libya was supporting it. And she said, I'm going to go talk to Gaddafi and we'll sort this out. And it worked. She charmed him and it worked. And so she said, okay, see? Handbag diplomacy, she called it. Yeah, and Gaddafi, he was just a mama's boy.
Gaddafi is easy. His leg. He understood my point of view, so I don't have to beg.
The real regime of Philippines First Lady Imelda and President Ferdinand Marcos was brutal. The Marcos government reportedly killed more than 3,000 opponents, including two Philippine labor organizers here in Seattle. They tortured tens of thousands of people and stole up to $10 billion in government funds. In 1986, a peaceful revolution deposed Ferdinand Marcos and Imelda. Imelda is now 87 and a senator in the Philippine Congress. All that's in "Here Lies Love," but David Byrne focuses less on history, more on the charismatic Imelda Marcos and her words.
One called "Star and Slave," which, again, her words, where she decides to, she says that she's going to dedicate her life to serving the Philippine people and that she's going to be their star and their slave. And I thought, boy, that's pretty perfect. There's a song title right there.
Let me be.
David Byrne wrote "Here Lies Love" as a show staged in a dance club, but for a long time, no one would give him a stage.
And I tried for years and didn't succeed. And then before putting it on the shelf forever, I thought, I'm going to record, ask really great singers to interpret songs that I think are right for them, sort of cast them according to the song. And that's what I did.
He recorded the concept album "Here Lies Love" in 2010 with an all-star cast, including Florence Welch, Tori Amos, the late Sharon Jones, and Cyndi Lauper.
One is
The Here Lies Love album was a hit, and in 2013, the Public Theater in New York finally gave David Byrne a stage. Or rather, the dance club setting he wanted for his musical, with the audience standing and dancing. Now Here Lies Love is coming to the Seattle Repertory Theater. It presents a challenge to artistic director Braden Abraham. How do you convert a conventional theater where the audience seating sloped down to the stage into a nightclub with the stage in the middle and the audience dancing around it?
Well, we're about to find out. we've engaged an architect. It's going to be like nothing we've ever done before.
David Byrne doesn't want the staging to scare off the audience.
They shouldn't be afraid, although they might think of immersive theater as being something where they get dragged on stage and a mic shoved in their face. No, that's
not going to happen. Yeah.
That does not happen. There's no intent. You're still an audience member, even though the cast is sometimes moving among you. That said, better to wear comfortable shoes.
There will be dancing.
Yeah, there will be dancing.